Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Kuf Ayin Tes. We are up to Sif Hey. We're on the last line of page Dalad. We're about to turn on to page 168. The Mechaber says in Sif Hey, Hakruim Bebeis Bal Habayis Le'echo Mine Peros. One who is invited to the house of a balabayas to eat different types of fruit, u'mevi'en lohem bazeach harzeh, and the fruit are brought out one after the other, einon tzrichim levarech ella al harishon. They only need to make a bracha on the first fruit that they eat, and that bracha covers all the fruit that will be brought out to them. The Mishabura says in Sefkaten Yerzayin ha'kruim, to cave on Shehem Kruim, since they are invited, even if they make their bracha in the beginning as a stam bracha without any intention, we assume their stam das is on everything that will be brought in front of them. They know the normal way of a balabayas is to bring out to his guests different minim one after the other. So even if they didn't specifically have it in mind, their stam das is for everything that will be brought to them. The low dummy list of Dalit Hanal, it's not similar to what we learned in the last Sif and Sif Dalit. V'chein l'shamish b'simin kuf samotes, and like we learned earlier by a shamish in simin kuf samotes, sheshom einam yodim sheyitnu lo'od. In those cases, the people do not know that they're going to be brought out more. U'bevadai mistama lo birchu ela al mashu lifneim levad. And therefore, we assume their bracha that they make is only on what's in front of them right now, and therefore, the next time they would require a new bracha. Back to our case. And even if in our case by the guests, they were mesiatas, they took the mind off of the food because they thought they were not going to be brought out anymore. Gam kein ein ze hesachadas gomor. That's not considered a complete hesachadas. Kevin de tuyim bedas balabayas, since they are talui in the das of the balabayas. So therefore, even if they have in their minds that they're finished, they don't know that they're really finished. It's not a hesachadas gomor, and they would not require a new bracha. The kanal besebeis v'lochein mehivi lohem balabayas acharkach ein tzrichim lachzor levarich. And therefore, if even after that the balabayas brings out more fruit, they would not require a new bracha. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sevav, top line of page 168. Ochal kol machal v'lo ochal melach. A person who ate all different foods, but he did not eat salt. Shosa kol mashke v'lo shosa mayim. Drank all kinds of drinks, but didn't drink water. Bayom yidog mipnei reyach hapeh. During the day, he should be worried about bad breath. Ubalaila mipnei reyach hapeh u'mipnei askura. And at night, he has to worry about bad breath, and he has to worry about askura. Pirish choli chonek. It's an illness that strangles you. V'ha'uchel melech achar achiloso lo yochal bagudel. One who is going to eat salt after the rest of his achila should not eat it with his thumb. The Ramah explains to us the names of all the fingers. Godel hu etzba hagas. The godel is the thumb. It's the fatter finger. Etzba hu karov lagas. The etzba is the pointer finger, which is next to the thumb. Ama ha'aruch. The ama is the middle finger, which is the longest finger. Kmitza hu asamuch lakotan. The kmitza is the one that's closest to the pinky. And zeres hu akotan. The zeres is the pinky. And the reason why one who eats salt at the end of the suda should not eat it with his thumb, says the mechaber, the kosha likbor banim. That will cause him to bury his children. Velo bazeres. He also should not eat the salt with his pinky, the kosha lanius, because that will cause him to become poor. Velo be'etzba the kosha l'shindalid. He also should not use his etzba, the one next to the thumb, because that will cause shindalid, which we'll see in a moment what that is. Elo ba'ama u'bikmitza. Rather, he should eat the salt with his middle finger or with the one that is next to his pinky. The Ramah ends the simon and says, V'ayin le'el simon kuf ayin lama ein anu nohogim ba'achilas melech u'shtias mayim. Look what we said earlier in simon kuf ayin, why we are not knowing to eat this salt at the end of the Suda and to have this water at the end of the Suda. So let's first see the Mishabur and Sifkat and Yuches, and then we'll see something on the bottom of the page that explains the Shin Dalad that the Mechaber brought down. In the Mishabur and Sifkat and Yuches, he says, Lama ein anu nohagim. The Ramah said, look earlier what we said, why we're not knowing to have this salt and water after the Sudas. Hainu mishum de kol ha'achilo shalonu mu'urav mitchila b'melach. That's because all the foods that we eat nowadays are already from the beginning mixed in with salt. V'chein kol ha'mashke shalonu, and so too all our drinks. Kesheicha u'medvash v'kadoma, like beer u'medvash or similar drinks. Ma'ura b'mayim. So through our Suda, we're already having the salt and we're already having the mayim. Al kein ein lahakbid al zeh, and therefore one does not have to be makbid on having the salt or the water after the achila or the shtia. Miyo, however, belav hochi ain lahakbid bezmanenu. Anyway, there's another reason why one would not have to be makbid nowadays, to ha'idna nishtanu hatvoin, because nowadays the nature of people has changed, and therefore it would not be as necessary to have the salt after the achila and the water after the shtia. Now, if you look at the very bottom of the page, there's a star that goes from the mechaber down to the bottom. We said one should not eat the salt with his etzba because it's kosher l'shindalud. So if you look at the star on the bottom, he says kein hagirsa lufanenu v'hainu l'shvichas domin. It will cause murder. That's the Kav HaChaim says. Ach lifnei kama min achronim hoisa hagirsa. Some achronim had a different girsa, not shindalud, but rather shinreish. And some explained it to mean l'shchinra, bad boils. And the ulam b'shibolei haleket, it says l'shemra. So they're all different pshatim over here, but the bottom line is that one should not be having the salt with these different fingers, only with the ama and the kmitza. That concludes Simin Kuf Ayin Tes, and now we begin a new Simin, Simin Kuf Pei. Dine peirurei hapas, the halachos of the crumbs of bread. The mechaber sentence of aleph ein lohosir hamapa v'halecha mar'acha b'rchas hamozon. One should not clear off the mapa or the bread until after benching. The mishabura says in sevkatan aleph kadesh yehi nikir lakol shemavarchin l'ashem yisbarach al chasto v'tuvo hagodol sheheichin mozon l'chob riosov. We want the bread to be on the table when a person is benching, so it should be recognizable to everyone that he's blessing Hashem yisbarach on his great ches. Said that he prepares food for all his creations. V'gamda bracha in oshora al dava rik. Also, we know bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not come down on something that is empty. Elo kashiyei sham dava. There has to be something there. Ke'inyan pach shemen shel Elisha. Like the story of the pach shemen by Elisha, you have to have something there for the bracha to be chal on it. Says the Mechaber Zibbeis, kol mi she'eno meshayer pas al shulchano. Anyone who does not leave over bread on his table, eino roa simen bracha l'olam, he will never see simen bracha. Avalo yavi pas shlema v'yetnen al shulchan. However, you should not bring a full loaf of bread to the table when you finish eating. V'im asa kein, and if you did do that, milchsi de l'shem avodos kochavim avid. It has the appearance that you were doing l'shem avodazara, shenemar ha'urichim lagad shulchan. That they used to set up the table with bread for the Avodah Zarah, and therefore, although one should leave over bread on his table, that way he can see Simen Bracha, but if you didn't, you should not be bringing out full loaves of bread, because that looks like you're doing it L'Shem Avodah Zarah. Says the Mishabura Sivkotan Beis, Kol Mi She'eno, anyone, the Mechaber says, that doesn't leave over bread on his table will not see a Simen Bracha. Tzorach l'shayer kedei shehe mezuman la'ani sheyavo. Zakta Meshavura, the reason why you should leave over bread on your table is you want to leave over so it should be ready that you can give it to an ani when ani comes. Ukein shamru chazal, like chazal tell us, hamarich b'shulchano marich no yomov. That a person who extends his table, meaning he spends time at his table, he gets an extension of life. Cause dilma osa anyov yovlo. Cause maybe while he's at his table for this extended time, an ani will come and he will give him food. Vegam kidei sheyoda l'Hashem yisbarach achaso sheishbir lanu mituvo. Another reason why a person should be leaving over bread on the table is so that he should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for his great chesed that he gave him so much goodness. Shesavanu v'hasarnu, that he satisfied us and gave us extra. Kedeksiv achol v'hosir, like the pasuk says, to eat and to have leftovers. If you look in the Shaar Tzion and Oz Gimel, he says this idea of leaving the bread on the table so that it should be ready to give to an ani, that's from Rashi and the Levush. And then he writes, Ulufiza, according to this, Tov lechadchila shabsisin lo yuktanim ma'od. Since the purpose of leaving over the bread is so you should give it to the aniyim, so lechadchila, it's better that the pieces should not be too small, kedei sheyehei bohem kedei nesin, that should be a size that you can give over to another person. If it's just going to be crumbs, that's not going to be nogea. Says the Mishabura Vaiter Sevkotan Gimel, Eino Roa Simen Bracha. So he said, a person who does not leave over bread on his table will not see a Simen Bracha. Kedeksiv, like the Pasuk says, Ein Sorid Lo'ochlo. There was no remnants to that which he ate. Alkein Lo Yachil Tuvo. Therefore, the goodness doesn't come. Vikasav Shlo. The Shlo writes, De Roi V'nochon, it is befitting and proper, sheyiten lohoni hatov shebashulchan, that you should give to the ani the best that you have at your table. Ubeprat imhu ani choshev, and specifically if this ani is a choshev ani, shemize yaralo shemekablo b'sevir panim yafos, by giving him a good portion, you are showing that you're receiving him with with a proper face and with a proper attitude. Umishabeach anias akhilos, and says the Shlavaiter, and I praise those communities shemachzikim lomde bachurim al shulchanam kol hashana ke'echa b'bneim, that they're feeding the bachurim that are learning in yeshiva on their tables the whole year as if they are their children. And by feeding the yeshiva bachurim on the table during the year and giving them food, that is satisfying two things. Number one, mitzvahs chelak aniyim. Number one is the mitzvah of giving out to the aniyim. V'gam mitzvahs divrei Torah al ha-shulchan, and also the mitzvah of having divrei Torah by the table. D'stam bocher kazeh anihu, d'stam yeshiva bocher who is away learning in yeshiva is considered an ani. V'gam yedaber divrei Torah al ha-shulchan, and also he'll be speaking divrei Torah by the table. U'bevadai ma'shenechal al ha-shulchan shachris v'arvis nechshov kishnei tmidim. And for sure, that which is being eaten on the table in the morning and the evening will be considered like the two korban tamids. Ad kan l'shono, until here is a lashon of the Shla, v'huva bel yirabba, and it's also brought down in the El Yirabba. Continues the Mishabur in Sivkot and Dalad. We said, although you should leave bread on your table, because otherwise you will not be ro'asim and bracha, but you should not bring a full bread to the table, and if you did that, it looks like you're doing a l'shem avad azara. Says the Mishabur in Sivkot and Dalad, what's a lomar? Im yesh psisin ala shulchan. When do we say you should not bring out the full loaves if there are no crumbs on the table, no small pieces? Avum ein psisin ala shulchan, but zakta mishabura, if there are no small pieces on the table, mutter lahavi afilu shlema, in that case you would be allowed to bring out even a shalim. Ubeshem azor kosu shetov lasis kin lachatchila, and beshem the Zohar they write that it's good to bring out a shalim even lachatchila. Says the Mishabura of Aitis of Katan, hey, lo yavi, we said don't bring out a shalim. I am the Magen Avram Shekosov. The Magen Avram writes, dehu adinim yeh shleim ala shulchan lo yavi psisin. So the Magen Avram says the same idea would hold true if you have a shalim on the table, you don't have to bring out small pieces. Ube primigodim kosov, dehu adin lo yeshayer psisin al shulchan o kushi yeh shleimah. The primigodim writes as well that you shouldn't leave over the small pieces on the shulchan if you have a shalim there. V'yesh mekilim badava, there are those who are mekil in the matter. She'ain that you would not need to remove the small pieces from the table or the shalim, ubeprat b'Shabbos, and specifically on Shabbos, bevada lo yesirin ad la'achar brichas hamazon. You certainly should not remove any bread until after benching. Bein apsisim ubein ashlema, both the small pieces should stay on the table and the shlema. Shalkol yodim shebishvil kavet Shabbos humunach, because everyone knows that it's staying on the table there because of the honor of Shabbos. Says the Mechaber Vayter Siv Gimel, Kodem Sheitel Yadav, before a person washes his hands to Mayim Achronim, Yechabit Habayis, he should sweep the house, Shelo Yisharu Shom Peirurim, that he should not leave over any crumbs, V'yemasu B'mayim Shonatilu, and they'll become disgusting from the water of the Mayim Achronim. Afal Pi Shemuter La'abit Peirurim She'em Ba'en Kezayis, even though it's true you are allowed to ruin small crumbs of bread that have less than a shear of a Kezayis, but Shema Yeheya Shamish Ama Aretz, the concern is maybe the Shamish in this house is an Ama Aretz. Shemutr lehishtamish b'shamish Ama Aretz, because you are allowed to use a Shamish that is an Ama Aretz. V'yoniach gam perurin sheish b'hem kezayis, and he might leave over pieces that are the size of a kezayis. Sha'osr le'abdom b'yad, that you're not allowed to ruin with your hands. L'kach yichab b'tchila, therefore you should sweep the floor first. So says the Mechaber in the beginning of Sif Gimel, before you wash my Machronim, the house should be swept to make sure there are no crumbs there, even though really crumbs are not a problem, because ruining crumbs is 100% fine if it was less than a Kezayis. The concern is that maybe the Shamish is an Ama Aretz, and you're allowed to have a Shamish is an Ama Aretz, and maybe he'll leave over pieces that are bigger than a Kezayis, which you're not allowed to destroy, and therefore you want to make sure that you sweep before you wash my Machronim in that place. But the Mechaber continues and writes, V'achshav, but now, Ein anu nohagim kach, we are not knowing to do this, Mipnei she'ein anu mesalkin al shulchan, because we do not remove the table. V'anu notlim hayadayim chutz la shulchan, and we wash our hands by machronim away from the table, V'mokum she'ein sham perurim, in a place where there are no crumbs, V'lekel omechash lemidei, and therefore there is no concern. That's why we are not knowing nowadays to sweep before my machronim, because we are not washing my machronim over the crumbs. We go to a different place and we wash my machronim over there. Says the Mishabura Yosef Katan Gimel, Kodem Sheitel Yodov L'mayim Machronim, before a person washes his hands with my machronim, Sivkotan Zayin Yechabir Abayis, Mokum Sha'ochlu Shom, the place that he ate, Meaning, im heisebu al gabe karka, if they were eating on the floor, mechabden ersa karka, then you have to sweep the floor. O im heisebu al ashulchan, or if you ate on a table, mechabden es al shulchan, then you would sweep the table, me shiure acholon shen espazru sham, from the leftover food that's spread out over there. That is how Rashi learns that Yechabed Abayis is wherever you ate, you sweep that place. If you ate on the floor, you sweep the floor. If you ate on the table, you clear off the table. For Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah Pirshu. However, the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah learn that Hakibur hu b'makom shederach lasalek hashulchan kodem netila lebrichas hamazon. We're discussing over here the sweeping that has to be done in a place where you normally remove the table before you wash your hands for brichas hamazon. Then sarach lechabir hakarkos shel makom hashulchan. Then you have to sweep not in the place that you ate, which is the table, which Rashi said, but you have to sweep on the floor under the table, because after all, you are going to move the table away. The floor is going to be revealed before you wash HaMachorim, so you have to sweep the floor under the table where you ate. The Chashina Shenispazu Shom Peiru Repas, because we're concerned that maybe some crumbs of bread spread out over there. Uba'ofen Zem Mayri HaMachaber Kan, and that's the scenario the Machaber is discussing over here. Shekosav Da'achshav She'ein Mesalken Ein Tzar L'Chabed. After all, the Machaber said that nowadays we don't remove the table, therefore you don't have to sweep. He's discussing like this Rabbeinu Yonah, that you have to sweep under the table because you're moving the table. We're not removing the table, so therefore, we don't have to sweep over there. Therefore, it's clear the Mechaber is discussing the ground that's underneath, the floor that's underneath the table. But if you are washing your hands with a Mayim Achronim Kli on the table, like is our custom, according to everyone, you would have to clear away the crumbs that are in that area. So again, the Rabbeinu Yonah says that if you're going to remove the table, you have to sweep the floor. Rashi says if you're eating at a table, you only sweep the table. If you're eating on the floor, you sweep the floor, but you wouldn't have to worry about the floor when you eat by a table. But talk to Mishabura, if you are washing your hands with a kli on the table, there everyone agrees that for sure you have to clear away any foods that might be in that area. So the Mechaber told us that nowadays we're not knowing to do this sweeping because we don't remove the table. Mashma, the implication is the milafonim hayu nohagim lasalek, that in the olden days they used to remove the table. V'tzarech lomer dahainum lifnei kol ha-mesubin. And you have to explain that what it means is that the table was removed from in front of all the other people that were eating. Aval milafnei ha-mevarech lo, but in front of the one who was leading the benching, the table was not removed. Kemo shekasa b'sif alef she'en lasir. Like we just heard in sif alef, you shouldn't remove the mappa and the lechem before brechas hamazon. So obviously in front of the person who was leading the benching, the food remains. And that which we imply that in the olden days they used to remove the table, that was the individual tables that was in front of the other people that were at the Suda. Sivkaton tes, we said we wash our hands chutz la shulchan in a place where are no crumbs, and therefore there's no concern. Says the Mishabura ve'im yoshim v'mekoman v'notan l'yadayim b'kliyal shulchan, like we just saw before in the Mishabura, if people are sitting in their places and they're washing their hands in a kli on the shulchan, af achshav hadin hu, even nowadays the din is shetzorach l'nakos ha-shulchan atzma me'pirur ha-pas, you have to clear off the table from any small pieces of bread, shelo yimasu minitzotze me'hanatilos, they shouldn't get disgusting from the sprinkling of the waters of Mayim Rachonim v'Kanal Mirashi, like Rashi told us above. V'nira, and it appears, the Mikom Okom Yashir Lechem Al HaShulchan, you still should keep some bread on the table, b'miktsoa echad, in one of the corners, sheyemunach ad acha b'rechas hamazon, Kanal b'sif alef, like we saw in Sif Alef, you're supposed to leave over bread while you're benching on the table, and therefore, even if you're washing Mayim Rachonim on the table, so you have to clear out all the Peru Repas, but on the other end of the table, in the corner, away from where you are washing, you certainly should leave over some bread. V'yek tzas ruachok mimokom hazeh, but it should be a little bit of a distance away from the place where you're washing, so none of the sprinklings of the Mayim Rachonim should go ahead and make mius any of the bread that was there. We'll stop here and continue Mitzvah Hashem in the next shiur with Siv Dalet.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.